pleasant good morning with a look at your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. On Tuesday, two businessmen, Chester Frederick and Kirk Ebanks, appeared before the summary court to enter pleas for 11 charges related to failure to provide vacation pay and sick leave. The men are accused of not paying approximately $90,000 to their employees, with the charges spanning from 2014 to 2024. Both Mr. Frederick and Mr. Ebanks pleaded not guilty to all 11 counts. They are currently on bail and are scheduled to stand trial for 3 days in the summary courts from the 12th to the 14th of May this year. In other court news, Harold Joseph Miller Jr. is facing a count of threat to kill and criminal trespassing. He entered not guilty pleas and is set for a summary court trial today at 10 a.m. before Magistrate Kirsty Gunn. Earlier this month, major changes were announced to the membership of the National Conservation Council, with the cabinet choosing to replace 7 members. Now that move is being challenged. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
In a letter mailed on Valentine's Day, a lawyer for 2 of those members notified the cabinet secretary and the attorney general of pre-action protocol for a judicial review of that decision. It claims the decision is, quote, the latest in a series of efforts by the current cabinet to weaken the NCC's ability to perform its statutory function of promoting conservation in Cayman. The letter is asking cabinet to revoke the, quote, unlawful decision. If not, the plaintiffs, who also include previous NCC Chair Christine Rose Smith, intend to issue an application for leave to apply for judicial review and a direction that the grant of leave shall operate as a stay of the decision. When announcing the replacements last week, the Minister for Sustainability, the Honorable Dwayne Seymour, said the changes will, quote, establish a better balance for the community on a whole. The NCC, set up under Cayman's National Conservation Act, is tasked with overseeing the protection of Cayman's terrestrial, wetland, and marine areas. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The letter has asked for a response from the Cabinet Secretary and the Attorney General by the 20th of February. The Standing Select Committee to oversee the performance of the Office of the Ombudsman meets today. The televised public meeting will be held in Parliament, and the focus will be on the Office's 2023 annual report. Ombudsman Sharon Rolston will be on hand to answer members' questions and provide the public with information from the report, which was tabled in the House back in July. The meeting is intended to provide the public with, quote, greater insight into the activities of the Office of the Ombudsman and to promote awareness of the resources available to the community. The public is invited to tune into the proceedings through the government's YouTube channel. It's a Teach Meet, Math Edition. Here's CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Public and private school mathematics teachers unite for the first ever secondary school meet. Mathematics educators came together recently for the inaugural secondary school teach meet at DeJohn Gray High School. The event provided a valuable platform for mathematics teachers to collaborate, share the best practices, and exchange innovative teaching strategies. Attendees benefited from insightful presentations by 3 experienced educators from the public school system who shared practical approaches to enhancing mathematics instructions in the classroom. Joanne Conley, numeracy specialist with the Department of Education Services, explains.
We're doing lots of workshops with our teachers at the moment. We're making sure that they understand the mastery approach to teaching mathematics, which has made such a huge impact in primary and secondary schools in the UK already. So we're a little bit behind in when we started introducing that, but we're still building those workshops in with all our teachers.
With around 30 teachers from both sectors in attendance, the Teach Meet provided a platform for networking, professional development, and strengthened collaboration among mathematic educators here in the Cayman Islands.
That is your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks.